Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Ken Korak is with us from T-Mobile. First time there. Up at, you still want to call it Safeco. T-Mobile, how was it, Ken? Been a while.
Well, it's great being here. It's a great ballpark, and it's Mark Conte's favorite park, as he said. And, you know, we just love it when the roof is open, and it was a nice night. Temperature was in the low 60s today in Seattle. So, we enjoy coming up here for sure.
Interesting game tonight. A lot of runners left on, but at least there was something right offensively as you started to see some key hits. Saw a ball go out of the ballpark. A much better effort for the A's offense.
Well, it's the kind of game that the A's normally would have won earlier this year because they were pitching so well, Chris, and they lost a lot of 2-0, 3-0, 4-2 ball games. So you're right. I mean, the pitching wasn't there this evening, but yeah, you're seeing some positive things, and you know that they just, you know, it's tough for the A's if they don't hit a lot of home runs. And right now, you know, they've only hit 26. The difference in this game, as you know, Chris, was that the Mariners hit three homers, the A's hit one. And that's pretty much why the Mariners won the game in a nutshell.
Yeah, and but this A's team can't rely on that, right? I mean, they're not built to hit home runs.
No.
So it's not something that you're going to – if you get some, that's going to be nice. But, you know, Mark Kotze has talked about it, maybe start to think more about a little bit of small ball. They're just not – I mean, right now home runs are down, and they're not built to hit home runs.
And you've got to really pitch if that's going to be your game, and that really is. No, you're right. I mean, there are some guys that they'd like to see they think can pick up the pace – with the long ball, like Bethancourt hasn't homered yet, and the A's feel like he can be a decent power hitter. But yeah, you're right. And if you're gonna be a small ball team and rely on base hits and moving runners, generally, that means you're gonna play more low scoring games. It puts a premium on pitching and defense, of course.
Is it weird? I didn't even think about it today. I know that the A's did not play well against the Mariners last year in a lot of games late when the Mariners were hot, even though their run differential wasn't good. But there was a reason that they won 90 games. Like, they won a ton of close games. They won a ton of one-run games despite the run differential. But they dominated the A's, especially late. Is it just weird? Like, all of a sudden you look up and you go, wow, A's have lost to the Mariners 13 straight times.
It's not weird because we lived it last year, Chris, and it's the main reason why the A's didn't make the postseason. And the biggest difference was the bullpens. The A's bullpen faltered down the stretch last year. The Mariners' bullpen was lights out, especially against the A's, and that's the big reason they won all those close games. So, no, it's not weird because we lived it, and it really helped define the A's season, and I think kept the A's out of at least getting to the wild card a year ago.
Then it's got to be me because I lived it, and I still think it's weird. I'm like, 13?
No,
13
I mean,
straight times you've lost
not,
the same team?
It's not good, right? There's nothing good about it. So maybe from that standpoint it is weird, but I would say that there's just nothing good about it.
You would be brilliant if you can name. So they have lost 13 straight three other times. You have any – you want to take a guess on when was?
I think it was in the game notes somewhere, but I know that they had lost 15 to the Mariners last year, and they lost 16 to the White Sox in 64. So, no, the 13 straight, no, I don't – I can't answer. I would think the Yankees might be in there somewhere.
It's the Rangers in 77 through 78, the Orioles 77 through 79 – and Cleveland 94 through 95. The other times the A's have lost to one organization 13 straight times. Hey, everybody's got these, right? This kind of wart is on everybody.
Well, they weren't real good in the late 70s. We know that. That's when I was at the Coliseum making cassette tapes of baseball games. But the 94-95, the A's actually had a decent team. Of course, that was the work stoppage those 2 years. I think if they had played the whole season in 94, even though the A's, none of the teams in the West were doing much in 94, Chris. If they had played the full season, the A's might have had a chance to make the postseason that year.
Do you still have those tapes?
I don't know. I've got some, you know what, I have some old reel-to-reel tapes from the, I don't think I have any of those, but nobody cares, right? I've got some old reel-to-reel tapes from like 1982 Sonoma State football. Like, I do have some of those, though. I haven't heard them in 40 years, but they're around somewhere.
Well, you know that stuff would be classic. To hear what a young Ken Korak, a very young.
Well, we don't have to go there, Chris. Those days are long gone, man.
I would love to hear it. We're not gonna
live in the past. All right, buddy.
You be well. Have a good night there in the Pacific Northwest, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, buddy.
A's with the loss to the Mariners. The number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
And here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, laced to left, down the line. Nobody is there. That's going to get almost to the track. One run is in. Two runs are in as Elvis scores. Kemp goes all the way to third on a double down the left field line by Christian Pache. And now the A's are very much alive as they trail 7-6. Great at bat by Christian Pache.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
There's a positive right there, huh? Pache with a hit, so that's back-to-back games. That's when you know you're going bad, when we're happy about a hit in back-to-back games. But you know what? Baby steps. Baby steps. And to see them score runs. I mean, they came into today. You want to know where they were coming in today? Averaging 3.26 runs per game. So this was a barrage of runs. Nate in Patterson. Nate, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, how we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. I mean, you came into the season with high hopes. I mean, you're a little crazy, but, I mean, kind of what I expected on the good side. Not every game they're getting killed like that Twins game last week. I mean, they're close games, a lot of them, but, I mean, like you said, baby steps, look for positives. They only lost by one tonight. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know. It's been a while since I called in. I think last time I talked to you, we were still on the Why Not Us kick, so it's been quite some time since I've talked.
I got to actually sell that for a lot longer than I thought.
Hey, it would have lasted a solid 2, maybe 3 weeks. It was. We were in the first place for a little bit there. That was a long time ago.
Like I said then, you had to enjoy it while you got it.
Hey, but hey, we're all still here tuning in, watching, and hey, maybe tomorrow we got break this 13-game losing streak to the Mariners. That's something to set their sights on and hopes on, so we'll see.
Well, I think the one thing that you said, for the most part, you know, they've been in all these games. And, you know, you know what the season's going to be. But, is like, I mean, if you're going to be bad, be interesting. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go out there and get rolled every single night. I mean, that's when, like, you've seen years where Yankees are going in and winning 18 out of 19 against the Orioles, and just the numbers are so skewed and whacked. It's just it's awful. It's absolutely awful. So, I mean, for the most part, the statistics show the pitching has been at the worst decent. Bullpen has been sneaky good. You've gotten some good starts. I think, you know, I know Logue wasn't great tonight, but I still want to see more of him. And if you're going to tell me it's going to be if it's going to be Frankie and it's going to be Blackburn and it's going to be Cap and Irvin and Logue, I'm fine going with that right now as my starting rotation.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they're interesting, and they have a couple bright spots here and there. You need something to build off of. Again, I mean, you don't. So a couple things real quick. Something over the weekend made me laugh. My son had a baseball game, and it was a 7-inning game, and it was 3.5 hours long, and all I could think of was listening to you talk about how long these 9-inning games are. That was a 7-inning game in the Valley heat. It was 90 degrees that day. Yeah, so that was fun.
God, then, hey, by the way, God bless you, your parent of the year.
Oh, thank you. Real quick, this is my last point. I don't get to I listen to you on the way to work in the morning, so I usually get the nightcap from what happened the night before. But on Thursday's show, before they hit the road, you were talking about how their road record is better than their home record. And then you were kind of, I don't know why, and this and that. And I don't know. I think at least when they go on the road, there's 10 to 15,000 people they can shut up and kind of make the other team's fans not happy, rather than sitting in the stadium full of 3,000 people where it could be a little demoralizing playing there. And I know they're not in the clubhouse paying attention to the this and the that, what's going on. But bottom of the line, they walk out on the field and the stadium is empty. And that's got to get demoralizing, especially for these young kids that are playing Major League Baseball and they're on a Major League team and the stadium's empty. It's not their fault. I feel bad for them. I wish there were more fans there, but it's like, kind of feel like I'd want to play on a road in the stadium full of, even if it's not our fans, there's at least fans we can make not happy. But that's just my take on it. So I don't know.
No, that's fair. But it this season, attendance is so down around all of Major League Baseball. I just wanted to look at tonight's game. I mean, tonight's game, they counted 14,415, so let's be honest, it's probably not 14,000. So as you saw, there was a lot of empty seats. Now, there's a lot of empty seats for weekday A's games, but, I mean, kind of everywhere. For me, knowing the players, I think for the most part they don't give a damn. These guys are young guys. They just it's big league baseball. They're getting paid. They're getting paid well. You know, it's like tonight. There's probably, I don't know, 11,000 probably really there, which is a small crowd. You think tonight any of these guys cared? No. I think it'd be great, jam packed, and the adrenaline. But how many stadiums are even like that right now? It's kind of sad all around baseball.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I mean, Who knows how much longer they're going to be here for, where they end up, whatever. But I just hope one more time I can get to a playoff game, I don't even care when it is, and see that Coliseum lit up again. And, I mean, whether it's a home run or whatever it is, because I long for those days when it was full and they were in the playoffs and whatnot. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they were in the playoffs. But, I mean, I don't think they lost the wild card game, didn't even get a home game, so that kind of sucks. But it is what it is. We'll see.
No, that's a good call. You know, no matter what happens, would like to see the Coliseum rocking. Just not one game, but for, like, multiple games, and that's what a playoff series will do for you. I've worked some pretty rowdy, pretty crazy games from the standpoint of A's, from the standpoint of Raiders, being on the field, Raider games. Yeah, I think no doubt would love to see the Coliseum just because when you're on the field and the place is packed and those speakers are so loud and the fans are so loud and the place is shaking and you can't hear anything, it's an adrenaline rush.
I have two young, two sons, 12 and 8 or 12 and 9 today, actually. He's just turned 9. And I need to get them out to a game they will remember when it is loud and rocking. They haven't, but I took my younger one. I think he was 2 when it happened, when Boats walk off against the Tigers. But, I mean, he doesn't remember that. And, I mean, I need to get them there when that place is loud and rocking and sold out, because there ain't nothing like it, to be honest. That was, I mean, yeah, good times we can look back on.
No doubt. Appreciate the phone call. That's a great point. No matter what happens, got to see the Coliseum rocking. And I'm not talking about it's the final game before the new ballpark and you're going to close down. I've done that. Been to them. It's emotional. But that's a whole different deal than a playoff game. A playoff game is a different world. Let's talk about that. And if you went to Raider games, big Raider games, games that mattered, how loud. I'm telling you, on the field, you couldn't even have conversations with people. It was so loud because you couldn't hear them. Because it was just people are on top of you and the sound is on top of you. The new stadiums that they build, they're so large and they're built up so you could have over 70,000 people that you'd think it'd be louder, but it's not, because you're further away from the field and they're built up. They're not built on top. My God, some of the Raider games were so loud and the ground, everything's shaking. I mean, for God's sakes, isn't it really built on like a landfill, the Coliseum? I mean, it's shaking. The start of that wild card game against the Rays, the place was shaking. Want to have that feeling again, no question. The number 833-625-2278. More of your phone calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
1-1 pitch hit high and deep to left. The A's have gotten one back. That is in the second deck. He has hit it a mile. Chad Pinder's fourth home run of the year. And the A's respond in kind and now trail 3-1. That was an absolute bomb from Pinder.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Yeah, we've been tracking all the offensive numbers. And, you know, home runs are just not there. And I don't think you can expect home runs to be there this year. You're not going to hit a lot. And people keep talking about summer's coming. Okay. Are balls still in the humidors? What balls are we playing with? I mean, there's a lot going on. So we'll see. We'll see how much. If you believe in the conspiracy theories that there's different balls and that they'll go back to the ball that flies more, summertime heat, I don't know. I'm just not expecting a lot of home runs, multi-homer games by the A's, and that's fine. You got to know who you are. So you got to figure out other ways to score. You actually have been a pretty good stolen base team. You get people on, you got to have movement. You got to get people into scoring position. You got to make things happen. If you're sitting around waiting for walks and home runs, wow, that's not a smart game plan with this roster. Now, I'm not sure that's the smartest game plan anyway, to be so reliant on that. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Tony, can we stop talking about the Mariners? I don't know if you remember last year I called because I had over 86 and a half wins. And then I remember you say, oh, you'll get there. And I didn't get there by half a win. And I thought about all the games they lost to Seattle when the bullpen.
You lost by the hook?
What's that? Yeah.
Oh,
86 and a half was last year. And it was good, too, because the last game of the season at Houston, they tied the game in the ninth. And I was going, we're going to win it. I'm going to win it. We'll win it. And I didn't win it. And so, you know what? But it is what it is. But, yeah, you know what? We were at the 2013 Game 5 when Verlander beat Sonny Gray. And that was awesome. Before the game, there was, like, tailgating, a big old thing. And Greg Papa was out there chopping it up with us. I mean, he was really cool. I really like Greg Papa. That was an awesome time. I mean, we lost, but, you know, it is what it is. What do you think about – I don't know if anybody's brought this up because I didn't hit the pregame show. What do you think about the Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson situation?
It's not good. It's a bad look. It really is. And JD, his answer when he was questioned about it was kind of all over the place, and it is not a good look for him. Obviously, baseball – you know, how do you go about policing this, suspending people? They gave it a one-game suspension. A lot of people are going to think it's light, but I think baseball then worries about, okay, wait a minute. There's a lot of things said out on the field. And there's a lot of things said. There's a lot of things said in baseball in multiple languages out on the field. How are we going to start policing all this kind of stuff? And then it makes me think back. And then, by the way, it makes me think of my NFL days. There's a lot of stuff said on the sidelines. Like, these leagues are like, you know, when you start talking about suspending people and taking checks away, what can be said, what cannot be said, what's a joke, what's not a joke. It's a slippery slope.
But in defense to JD, I mean, Tim Anderson, in that interview, he said he compared himself, or he brought himself up with Jackie Robinson. So he put it, you know, he put himself out there. And JD, maybe it was inappropriate, but I think that it's my personal opinion, they kind of blown it out of proportion. Maybe JD, like I said, I apologize if you got offended, but, and another thing is, had it been said in the past, and like, JD said that has come up in the past. And you know, nothing ever became of it. And then they had that blow up last week where Anderson pushed him, and they almost had got into a brawl then.
Well, yeah. There's JD's problem is that he's going on the it's an inside thing between the two of us, and that's usually between guys that are buddies. They clearly aren't buddies. And if you're not buddies, it's hard to say that we've got an inside thing going. This is between us. We've joked before, when it doesn't sound like they have any type of relationship. It's it It is, no question. I think no matter how anybody feels about it, it is, no question, a really bad look.
Yeah, but like you say, though, a lot of stuff said out there. Now, are they going to start preaching other things that are said?
No, they don't want to. That's why this, they want to. That's why, I mean, I don't work at the commissioner's office. I don't know anybody at the commissioner's office. What it looked like to me was, let's get out ahead of this. Let's suspend him for a game. Hopefully he just hopefully he accepts it. He's suspended Tuesday, move forward, not have to worry about it. But, of course, Josh is going to appeal it, so it won't be over on Tuesday. But I think I think they're trying to let's get ahead of it, suspend him, and then hope we don't talk about it anymore. And that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I think so. All right, County. Well, maybe we'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Two more games in Seattle. Yeah, that's a tough thing for leagues, right? It's very tough. It's not. I mean, think about. Like, for me, everything that I have to say right now, I have to worry about everything that I say, that it doesn't come back on me. That's the society we live in now. Everybody's listening. Everybody is, what did he say? What did he do? How did he react? And you have to watch yourself. There's, you know, you never had to do that in professional sports. There's been a lot of things said on fields, on ice, on courts and locker rooms and clubhouses that a lot of people would find offensive. And we're in a politically correct world right now. We're in a gotcha world right now. Clearly if Donaldson and Tim Anderson were like buddies, we wouldn't be where we are today. And what was said, obviously, Tim Anderson took total offense to. So this wasn't two buddies that guys know each other, guys work out in the off season, guys got the same agent, you know, and they're just, they're giving it to each other. That's clearly not this. And so whatever Josh is trying to spin, I don't think anybody's buying it. And what do you do? What do you do if you're baseball? What can you, like, legally do? You know, what can you do before the players' union gets involved? And everybody, you know, this thing could turn into a firestorm. Like, how do you police it? And like I say, there's a lot of things that, just in all professional sports, there's a lot of things said out there in the heat of battle. Not everybody's Mary Poppins. Man, it's crazy some of the stuff that's said in the NFL in the heat of battle. Crazy stuff is said. And these guys are mic'd up. Well, they're not mic'd up, well, every once in a while. But I'm telling you, the boom mic, when guys come off the sidelines, they're trying to get these mics as close to the players, and these players are saying things. But when players are on the field and players are in those scrums and there's stuff going on and guys are trying to gouge eyes out and guys are trying to grab private parts and trying to hurt people. I mean, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on in the NFL. And there's a lot of stuff said. Leagues don't want to get into the he said, she said, suspend this. They don't want to get into that. And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff said in different languages. I mean, that's like a whole different, I mean, you know, stuff said. Like I said, stuff said. Stuff said in different languages, right? If you hear something from one guy from one team says something to another guy, yeah, well, you know, what if something is said that's very, I don't know if this has ever happened, but if we were going to start going by a letter of the law and we're gonna stop all of this, and all of a sudden you got guys in Spanish yelling at each other, I mean this is a slippery slope that baseball doesn't want to get into this. But you got to deal with this because it's out there. Because not only it's out there, it's the Yankees. You know, this isn't – and what was said shouldn't have been said. And it doesn't matter what team, it shouldn't have been said. I totally understand where Tim Anderson's coming from. Because, once again, these guys are not buddies. If they're buddies, we don't even hear about this. And then you could even say, even if they're buddies, it shouldn't have been said. Totally agree, if that's how you feel. But if this was Royals Brewers, think about it. If this was Royals Brewers, this doesn't end up on CNN. Like, I saw it, like, yesterday. It was on CNN.com. It's because it's the Yankees. And that's MLB, the commissioner's office. That's their home turf, New York. And because it's the Yankees, boom. But hopefully Josh Donaldson understands what he did. He said he's sorry. Hopefully he understands that. And you move on. He'll have his day. As he's appealing the suspension, he'll have his day. They can either say, yeah, we hear you, and no, you're still suspended, or they'll say they reduce the suspension. If you reduce the suspension then and the fine, then he'll have no suspension because it's only one game. And I don't know how it's going to play out because I don't know the precedent for it. And that all – everything that's gone on and everything, and I'm not trying to do a cop out here. I'm just being honest. Everything that's gone on and everything that's going and everything that's going to happen, that's so far above all of us in baseball, our pay grades. This is dealing with the commissioner's office when you get suspended and the appeal and the process and all of that. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with this. But this is not what we need. That's not what any professional sports league wants or needs. Obviously, they don't want it. That's Captain Obvious. But it's a bad look. I mean, you want to be talking. You want to always be promoting, always be selling, always be encouraging why what we do is great. You don't want to have to deal with this kind of stuff. I mean, baseball has had so many You've got the issue with the baseballs. We had the issue with steroids. There's just, you know, this is not what you want your game. You want to build your game off. Hey, look how great Ohtani is. Look how great Trout is. My God, Machado has been incredible. Oh, my God, look at the story of the Mets, you know. Look at the good stories in the game. Look at the stuff that's going on. This is why baseball is great. Goldschmidt with the walk-off grand slam tonight. That's awesome, right? Celebrate awesome. Controversies like this. And the problem is, this is the stuff that gets the news coverage, right? You could have hundreds of players doing unbelievable work in their communities, right? Unbelievable. There are so many guys who donate money, they donate time, they're given meals, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're helping their communities, they're helping people live better lives. It happens every day in professional sports. Just not the A's Community Fund. We do great at it. All the teams and all the leagues do it. But this is the stuff that gets blown up and, oh my God, now everybody's got to talk about it. Now it's, you know... It's like, God, yes, it needs to be talked about, needs to be addressed, no question. I wish that when you have a player who goes to a children's hospital, a guy who donates all this food to food banks, who does all of this stuff to help people in the community, to help people live better lives, I wish this is the stuff that got covered. I wish this is the stuff people cared so much about because so many players are out there doing great things. And it just goes overlooked. And then something like this, bang, blows up and everybody's got to talk about it. You just wonder about priorities in our world. The number 833, why did I write 621? I know why, because that's somebody's number that I know really well. 833-625-2278, you're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn, please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Pilot or Passport and a 2.9% APR on a 2022 CR-V or Ridgeline. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, here's the 2-2 pitch again to Kemp. He swings and lines one to center field, sinking. Rodriguez can't get it, drops in front of him. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Kemp delivers a base hit, and the A's are down 7-4. Soft line drive single into center by Tony Kemp. He wins the battle with Murphy. Scoring was Bethancourt, Smith to third, Elvis to second. Kemp has his second RBI tonight. Now it's a 7-4 game.
Yeah, we can't blame the offense. Just not a great outing by Logue. And he got beat with off-speed stuff. I still keep throwing him out there. I want to see it. I think he's got the moxie. I think he's got the toughness. Keep rolling them out there. And by the way, I'm going to stay consistent on Puck. I did it for my NBC hit tonight. Puck wasn't good, not at all. Two hits and a walk, but I don't care. Does he show up tomorrow and he's okay? If he is, great. Now, in the book, it's going to say 15 scoreless innings, a career high for him. Okay. Puck, I'm not judging on performance. Puck will... For this season, will be completely judged on health. And let's stay consistent on that. And how about Trevino? Trevino came out and looked like the Lou that he's the attack. He can be the attack guy. He can get after it. I mean, he started out first bout of 2-0 with the bases loaded, and you're like, uh-oh. But then Lou was in attack mode. That was good to see. So there were some good things tonight. Seeing the run scored, an entertaining game. It's just Logue with the 4 2/3 and the 7 runs. Not good. He still struck out 6, by the way. A lot of people won't think about that. And got beat by the long ball. As a starting pitcher, you're going to get hit. You're going to give up home runs. But you got to make sure they're solos. And kind of scary tonight is we finally got to see this Julio Rodriguez kid. And this guy is the future of the Seattle Mariners. And that Oppo bomb in that first at-bat, wow. If he is the real deal, he's going to be something to deal with for a long time. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from the skipper, and we'll get you the scoreboard right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
KFC knows that when it comes to sharing, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A meal with sides, that's good. Three equally delicious sides? So even if one kid loves mac and cheese, another only eats mashed potatoes, and the third is basically 90% french fry, there'll still be no complaints besides why bedtime can't be midnight and ice cream isn't a breakfast food? That's finger-licking good.
KFC Sides Lover's Meal. Pick three large sides and pair them with 8 crispy tenders or your favorite fried chicken. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections, and Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are-we-there-yets. And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's new $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
The Blue Sox showing, and now Lou plants his back foot. He's working from the first base side. The A's reliever out of the stretch, the high set. And the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, and he goes. That'll be strike three, and a great job by Lou Trevino. He comes back. He was behind in the count. Then with a breaking ball, he strikes out Rodriguez, and the Mariners leave the bases loaded. And after six complete, the Mariners lead the A's 7-6.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Don't forget tomorrow, A's Cast Live. We'll have Buster Olney from ESPN and former general manager Dan O'Dowd from MLB Network. That is a powerhouse baseball show. Athletics.com/A's Cast. Just go there and hit play. We will be there at 4 o'clock live. You can see us, you can watch it on the A's YouTube account and on our Twitter account, on the A's Cast Twitter account. 4 o'clock. And the Twitter account is at AthleticsCast24, and YouTube is youtube.com/athletics. Buster Olney at 4:30, Dan O'Dowd at 5 o'clock. Here's the skipper, Mark Kotze.
You know, Zach he really fought himself tonight. I think the outing was not one that, you know, we're used to seeing from him. The walks really hurt him. Hit by pitch hurt him. You know, overall, I think that just led to the spiral, and you know, when he's not locating that heater in and not getting the ball to right-handed hitters to keep them off, you know, breaking pitches away, you know, it just kind of led to the night. Yeah, you know, we executed our game plan tonight. We had a good plan. I thought the hitters did a great job. Got us back in the game. That kind of play of the game was the foul ball into the fence that France made a nice play on. You know, we had second and third there with one out, and it would have been nice to see Noisy get another shot. It was a great play by France. Really helped him get out of that inning.
We talked about Trevino working his way back to high leverage. I think just the ability to get out of that jam and then another.
Yeah, Lou's done that a couple times now. You know, he's got confidence coming in that situation. He's been successful getting that big out, getting us out of a jam. And then to see him go back out and complete that inning, there's a lot of confidence out there. And I definitely liked what I saw from Lou tonight. Yeah, Rodriguez, impressive player. Obviously very talented. looks like he has pretty good command in the batter's box right now. He's got some confidence, some presence. The ball he hits to right center, that, to get it out of his ballpark, it's impressive. All right, guys, thanks.
Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Yeah, that's showing some pop for this kid. To go oppo like that, got a ball out and just drilled it. A three-run shot. As soon as he hit it, he knew it. They think he's going to be the real deal. But they also thought Kelnick was going to be the real deal. So you just don't know. And we're hoping and praying Pache is going to be the real deal. I mean, wouldn't it just be great to just see multiple games of multiple hits with Pache and just really get the confidence and just, that would be fantastic. No question about it. And hopefully it is going to happen soon. Time now for the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Let's just go down the line as they were in order. It was the Pirates. Key Brian Hayes, three hits, and the Pirates beat the Rockies 2-1. Cubs down the Reds 7-4. Orioles, even though Judge had two dingers, the Orioles got the win over the Yankees 6-4. Dodgers continue to be the Dodgers as they whoop the Nationals 10-1. Zach Wheeler dealing, and it was the Phillies taking down the Braves 7-3. Max Kepler hit the grand salami, and it was the Twins 5, the Tigers 4. A walk-off grand slam by Paul Goldschmidt, Cardinals 7, Blue Jays 3, a final in 10. Congratulations if you have him in fantasy. And it was the Guardians taking down the Astros. Thank you, Cleveland. We appreciate that. Jose Ramirez hits a dinger in that one, so 6-1. D-backs take down the Royals 9-5. It was a final in 10. Bo Mel and the Padres beat the Brew Crew. And it was the Mets whooping the Giants, which just pains all of your hearts. 13-3. They can score runs over there in San Francisco. They don't seem to have a problem. 13-3. All righty, what's on deck? Presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Well, what do we have tomorrow on the docket? Well, like we told you, A's Cast Live is going to be at 4 o'clock. At 4:30, you are going to hear from Buster Olney. And then at 5 o'clock, it'll be Dan O'Dowd. So Buster, ESPN, Dan, MLB Network, trust me, they will be fantastic. And then we will have at 5:40, we will have A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron. George Kirby against James Kaprielian. Kirby, Cap. We'll get you ready at 5:40. First pitch will be at 6:40. So that's the action tomorrow. You can listen to A's Cast all day long and then get ready for A's Cast Live, our live talk show at 4 o'clock. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast. A final from Seattle. I wish I had better news. But the A's have now lost 13 straight to the Seattle Mariners after the Mariners beat the A's 7-6. Tomorrow's a new day, and hopefully tomorrow is a victory for the green and gold. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow on A's Cast.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
innovation that's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information. Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Save at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.